Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Vezois HaBrocha by Shani. Pasuk Ches. Ulelevi Omar. And of Levi he said, Tumecho v'yurecho l'ish chasidecho. Your Tumim and your Urim befit your chasid. You're the one that's devout. You're the devout one. Asher nesisai b'masa, who you tested at Masa, teriveyu al mei meriva, who you challenged at the mei meriva, the waters of meriva. Zot Rashi, what's mein dos? Ulelevi Omar, this means v'al Levi Omar, and of Levi he said, "Tumecha v'yurecha, your tumim and your urim, klapishchina humedaber." He's speaking towards the Shechina, meaning he's addressing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Shechina. Asher nesisa v'masa, you tested at Masa. Shaloi nesloinenu, because they did not complain. Im shara melinim, along with the other complainers, Tiriveyu, who you challenged, ketagum, like Targ Munkla says. How does he say it? That you challenged them at the Mei Meriva, and you found them nemon. And according to the Targum Onkelos, so Shevet Levi didn't complain along with the rest of the people at the Mei Meriva. Davarach, another pshat, to reveal Mei Meriva, who you challenged at the Mei Meriva, means nistakafta leilovoi balila. You libeled him by coming against him with a false charge. In Moshe, Omar, if Moshe said, Shimon Amorim, listen now, Amorim, the rebels, Aaron Umiriam Meosis, so what did Aaron and Miriam do? What's the pshat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu asks, if he alone was chayte at Mei Meriva, so why were Aaron and Miriam punished by not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael? So Aaron and Miriam are viewed over here as the representatives of Shevet Levi. The fact that they were held achroi for an avera that was be'etzim committed by Moshe Rabbeinu shows the high standard to which Rebbeinu Shel Olam holds that Shevet Levi. As Eshtein Sivsi Chachamim. Pasuk. The one who said of his father and his mother, I have not seen him. His brothers, he did not recognize. And his children, he did not know. For they kept your imra, your statement. And your bris, they would preserve. Zot Rashi. The one who said of his father and his mother, I have not seen him. Keshechotu Yisrael be'egel, when Klal Yisrael was choytu with the chayte egel. V'marti, and I said, Mi Lashem Elai, whoever is for Hashem to me. Nesfu Elai, kol b'nei Levi. So all the b'nei Levi gathered to me. Mitzivisim, and I commanded them. L'arayges avi imoy, to kill the father of one's mother, whom Yisrael, who was not a Levi. His mother was Yisrael. Oyes echav mimo, or his brothers from his mother, who was not a Levi. Oyven bito, the son of his daughter, who was not a Levi. And that's what they did. It's not possible to say that he meant literally his father. And his brothers, meaning his brothers from his father. Same thing that his sons, meaning his sons literally. Because they are Leviim. From Shevet Levi, now one person was Chayte. All the B'nai Levi gathered to him. For they kept your statement. Elohim Achayim, there shall be not to you the gods of others. This refers to the bris of the ones that were born in the Midbar. Yisrael ayayimolon es b'neim. The B'nai Yisrael would not mal their sons. V'heim ayayimolon es b'neim. But the Levim would take yeh mal their sons. Now, the Yidden didn't. There was a limit z'chus because there was no ruach tzfainis then. We spoke about it in the other parashiyas. Hakopanim, the Levim they kept the bris. Brisker and Sayer, there were notes in the bris. Pasuk Yod Yairu Mishpotechol Yaakov V'Sayroschol Yisrael. They shall teach your halachis to Yaakov and your Torah to Yisrael. Yosimu Ketorah Ba'Pecha. They shall place Ketorahs, that's incense, before your presence. V'Cholil Al Mizbechecha and Oilos. These are burnt carbonis upon your mizbeach. Like Rashi, Yairu Mishpotechol shall teach your halachis. Ruyin Elul Lakach. They're fit for this. The chala, this means oila, means a carbon oila. Pasuk, that's in Gansan Kol Hashem, it gets burnt up to Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi. Ben Hashem his possessions, Ufoyal Yodov Tirza, and favor the work of his hands, Mechatz Masnaim Komov, strike down his opponents to the loins, Umisanov Min Yakumon, and his enemies that they may not rise. So Grashi, Mechatz Masnaim Komov, Mechatz Komov, strike down his foes, his enemies, Makas Masnaim, a blow to the loins, Kenyan Shinemer, like it says, Umasneim Tamid Hamid, and always topple their loins. Moshe Rabbeinu said this with regards to those that were objecting about the kahuna that belonged to the Mishpach of Aaron of Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Chashmonaim and his sons were going to wage war against the Greeks. They davened for them because they were very few. The 12 sons of Chashmonaim and Elazar, connected Kamer Vavis against many, many thousands and myriads. That's why it says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, bless Hashem, his army, Ufoyal Yodov, and the favor and favor the work of his hands, Ufoyal Yodov Tirtze. So Rashi is learning, it's going Chashmonaim and Bonov, the Ma'atim and Merubim, against the Yavonim. Misanov Min Yikum and his enemies that they may not rise. Mechatz must not come of Umisanov, smash his enemies and his foes and his enemies. Mehiyos lahem tekuma, from having a rising, meaning that they'll be unable to rise again. Pasuk Yud Beis Levinyamin Omar Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Lovetach Alov of Binyamin. He said, "May Hashem's beloved, the Yedid Hashem, may Hashem's beloved dwell securely by him. Choyfef Alov Kol Ayoyim, he screens o him forever." Uvein kesef of shochin, and he rests between his shoulders. So Rashi, Levinyamin Omar, and of Binyamin he said, Lefisha Birchas Levi b'avoydus karbonis. Since the bracha of Levi was legabi the karbonis, v'shal Binyamin and bracha Binyamin b'vinyan beis hamikdash b'chelkoi, that the beis hamikdash was going to be built in his chelik, samchon zel azes, and Moshe Rabbeinu put them next to each other. V'samach Yosef achron, he put the bracha of Yosef immediately after the bracha of Binyamin. Sha'afu, because he also has a special shaychis with the karbonos Mishkan Shiloh Yabana Bechelik, because the Mishkan Shiloh, which stood for 369 years until the Plishtim destroyed it in Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalid, and when they captured the Aron for 7 months, and then the Rebbeinu Shem brought Nisans, it says over there in Perek Hay that they were in Ashdod and then in Gas and then in Ekron, and the Rebbeinu Shem brought the Tchayrim, the hemorrhoids upon these Plishtim. And then they finally sent it back in Perek Vav of Shmuel Aleph, and the Nisim they sent it on nursing cows, and normally a nursing cow never leaves his young, and it went to Beit Shemesh, but they didn't have COVID for the Oren, so 50,000 people were killed there. Then it went to Kiryas Yearim, and Perek Zion says it was there. Pasuk Bey says it was there for 20 years, till David HaMelech, who was the king in Chevron for 7 years, and then 33 years in Yerushalayim, brought it to Yerushalayim and stayed there till Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, but Tishkei Ta'aretz Arboim Shana, for 40 years. Al Kapanim, but he, where was the Mishkan Shiloh built in? It was built in Chelek Binyamin. Shanem, as it says, Vayimas Be'oil Yosef Agoim, he rejected the oil of Yosef. Ulefisha Beis Eilavim Chav Mishiloh, but since the Beis HaMikdash is more precious than Mishkan Shiloh, V'kachichtem Binyamin Yosef, that's why Binyamin was put before the chelik, before Yosef, meaning Binyamin, who Moshe Rabbeinu put Binyamin, whose chelik the Beis Hamikdash was, before the head ahead of Yosef, because Ba'etzim chronologically Yosef HaTzadik was older than Binyamin, and the Mishkan of Shiloh predated the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, we would expect that Yosef's bracha should become before Binyamin's bracha. So Rashi comes to explain over here. You know why Binyamin comes first? Because Binyamin had the chelik of the Beis Eilavim built in his chelik, the Beis HaMikdash, which lasts forever, which was more choshev than the Mishkan Shiloh, which stood for 369 years in Yosef HaTzadik's chelik. Mele Binyamin comes first. Chayv v'lov, he screens him. Mechasa is, it means he covers him. Umegin love, and he shields him. Kol Hayom literally means every day. La'olam, forever. Mishenivchara Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim was chosen. L'shar Sashchina, the Shechina did not rest. B'moki Makran, another place. It always blives in Yerushalayim. Ubein Seif of Shochein, and rests between his shoulders. Begoy Va'aretz, at a high point of Binyamin's land. Haya Beis Hamikdash Bani, that's where the Beis Hamikdash was built. El Shanam Ches and Rishalish Amis, but it was 23 Amis lower, May Ein Etam, from Ein Etam, which the Gemara says in Yuma, that Ein Etam was a spring which the waters flowed through this narrow channel into the mikvah that was located by Shar HaMayim, which was on the wall that surrounded the chotzer of the Beit HaMikdash. And it was only used on the first day of Yom Kippur, the Gemara Zokta.
First dip?
Oh, that he used. Right. Where's that Mishnah?
The Mishnah in
Yuma, Perek? Yeah, that's the Gemara over there, Lamed Aleph over there in Yuma. Okay, Sakalpanim. So the high point of was the base of Mikdash, which was 23 amas lower than Ein Etam. That's where at Ein Etam David Melech intended to build the base of Mikdash. Like the Gemara says in Shvachim, Daf Nun Dalid Amid Beis. Amri, so they said, Nechti Beporta, let us go a bit lower with it. Meaning, let us build the base of Mikdash in a place a bit lower than Ein Etam. Mishum Nechsev, because it says, Uven Ksef of Shochein, and it rests between his shoulders. Ein Lecha Noe Bishor, Yoser Mi Ksef of. There's nothing in an axe which is nicer than his shoulders. Just as the finest cuts of an animal, the shoulders are a bit lower than the head, so too, the most exalted place, the Beis HaMikdash, should be situated a bit lower than the highest point. Pasuk Yud Gimel Bashlishi Ula Yosef Omar, and of Yosef he said, Mivayreches Hashem Artsoi, benched by Hashem is his land, Mi Meget Shomayim Mitol, with the delicacies of the Shemayim, of the heavens, with dew, umitahoim, and with the deep waters, revetzes tochas, crouching below. So Rashi mevereches Hashem Artzei, benched by Hashem as his land, shalei hoisa ben achlas ha-shvatim, there was not among the chelik of the shvatim, eretz melei, called tova, land that was full, as good as this, ka'artzei shal Yosef, like the land of Yosef. Meaning the entire land of Eretz Yisrael is benched, because Ribbono Shel Olam called it Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. But the Chelik of Yosef is particularly called over here, benched by the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the great variety of brachas that are found there. Moedik, a variety of brachas. That's why it says, Mevarechas Hashem Artzai. Mimeged, with the delicacies, Lashon Adonim V'mesek. This means delicacies and sweets. Because the word Meged comes from the word Migdonois, which refers to the fruits of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Right? It says over there in Bereishis, Chavdalid, Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Nun Gimel, Migdonois, meaning delicacies, fruits of the land. Umitahoim, Shatahoim, and with the deep waters, Shatahoim Oilu, that the deep rises, Milachleach Oisa, and it moistens the land of Yosef, Milamata, from below. At the Moitzi B'chol HaShvatim, you find with all the Shvatim, B'chasa Shal Moshe, the benching of Moshe, Mi'ein B'chasa Shal Yankiv, that resembles the Bracha of Yaakov Avinu also.
Why is it mentioned over here by Yosef
Dafka? Not by the other Shvatim. That's a Moed D'Kachashe. Kasha Chatzkel. We have to look at the Mephoshim. That's a good question. Pasuk Yudalit Umi Meged Tfuois Shomesh, and with the delicacies of the sun's craps, Umi Meged, and with the delicacies, Geresh Yirachim, of the moon's yield. Zok Drashi, Umi Meged, Tevuah Shomesh, and with the delicacies of the sun's craps. Shahisa Artsei, Psucha Lechama, for his land was open to the sun. Meaning Yosef's Chelik included many hillsides which were exposed to the sun. Umam Tekes Aperis, and therefore it would sweeten the fruits. Rashi explains that's why the craps of the sons and why they're called delicacies. You're asking me why Naphtali L'Chayra had also these sweet. Oh, it was sweeter than that. I have to wait till we get there.
Actually, it's not such a
bracha. Why?
I can eat it by itself without bread.
That's
so sweet.
Right. So it's not just a bracha. It's too sweet. It's also just come bracha. Has to be a little bit sweet.
Bread
was the ikar.
No, red was the
top. Red was the top. You made the economy. Very good. Okay. Geresh Yirachim, the moon's yield. Fishyesh peiriz shalavon and mivashloson. Or mivashalton. Since there are fruits which the moon ripens. Kegon kishuin v'deluyin, such as cucumbers and pumpkins. Kishuin are cucumbers, deluyin are pumpkins. She'aretz megareshes, u'metziya peiros, mechodesh l'chodesh, because the earth drives out and brings forth fruits from month to month. Pasuk tezvav u'meroish harei kedem, and with the beginning of the early mountains. U'mimeged givos oilam, and with the delicacies of eternal hills. Zadrashi u'meroish harei kedem, with the beginning of the early mountains. U'mevareches, and the chelik of Yosef is gebenched. Meireishes bishul apeiros, with the beginning of the ripening of the fruits. Shaharorea makdimim, because its mountains are early. Levaker bishul perisim, the first yield, the ripening of their fruits. They yield the ripening of the fruits first. Davaracher, another pshat, magid shekodme briyasan shar harim. Harim. This pshat is the early mountains tells us that their creation preceded that of the other mountains. Meaning there was a seder of when the, how the mountains were created. Their mountains were created earlier. Givos oilam, eternal hills. Givois ha'oisais peiros loilam. These are hills that produce fruits eternally. Ve'einan poiskos, and do not stop producing mi'oitze geshamim, because of the shortage of rain. Yeah. Pasuk tezayin u'mimeged eretz u'miloyo, and with the delicacies of the land and its fullness. U'mimeged eretz u'miloyo u'etzoin shoychni sneh, and by the goodwill of him who rests in the thorn bush. Tavoisa l'rosh Yosef, may it come to Yosef's head. U'lekodkoid nizir echov, and to the crown of the head of the withdrawn one of his brothers. Zot Rashi, v'ritzayin shoych nisneh, by the goodwill of him who rests in the thorn bush. Kimoy shoych nisneh. The words of shoych nisneh have the same meaning as shoychein sneh. The pasuk means, v'tehei artzim mevereches, may his land be gebenched. Meritzaynoi, out of the goodwill, v'nachas ruchoi, and the contentment, shel HaKadosh Baruch of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hanigla la'tchila, who was first revealed to me, besneh, in the thorn bush. Ritzayin is the goodwill, nachas ruach, that means contentment towards something, ufias, and being pleased with it. Chayin, it's kol ratzin shebemek, anytime it says ratzin in the psukim, it means pious, pleasing, and contentment, nachas ruach. Tavoysa, may it come, bracha zuth, may this bracha come l'reish Yosef, the Yosef said. Nizir echov, the withdrawn one of his brothers, shehufresh mi'echov, who was separated from his brothers, b'mechirase, through him being sold. So that's why he was separated, because he was sold. Pasuk Yudzayin Bechoir Shairoi Hodoloi, a firstborn, his axe. That's Bechoir, a firstborn, Shairoi, his axe. Hodoloi, glory to him. Oh, we'll see in Rashi to who? Lamazan, we'll see. The Karne Re'aim Karnov, and the horns of Re'aim are his horns. Behem Amim Yenagach, with them shall he gore people together. Yachtov, Behem am yinagach yachtov afseyorts, to the ends of the earth. Meaning like this. V'karn erim karnav, and the horns of her aim are his thorns. Behem am yinagach yachtov, with them he should gore peoples together. Afseyorts, at the ends of the earth. V'heim rivivais Ephraim, they are the myriads of Ephraim. V'heim alfei Menashe, and they are the thousands of Menashe, which Rebbeinu brings us up to Revi. Let's see Rashi, and we'll leave it for here tonight. Bechor Shoyroi, a firstborn Yesh Bechor, this could be a case of Bechor, the firstborn, Shu Lashon Gedulu Malchus, which is taken literal sense. It's not taken in the literal sense, but is an expression of greatness. And Malchus, Shenem Evel Shteit Afani Bechor Et Neu, I too will make him a firstborn. V'chein, and similarly we find Shteit, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, my firstborn son is Yisrael. Bechor is a firstborn Melech HaYotzi Mimena, a king who will emerge from him, Vehu Yeshua, and that refers to Yeshua. And Rashi continues to be mefarish over here the entire pasuk in terms of Yeshua's period of being the manik, his period of being leader of leadership. Yeah, and he was the next manik. Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levona. That's referring to Yeshua. Shoyra, his axe. Yeshua's called this Shekoychoy Koshe Kishor, because his koyach is tough as that of an axe. Lichboish kama malachim, to conquer many, many kings, those that are Lamed Aleph malachim that they conquered when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Hoder loy, glory unto him, Nosun loy, it is given to him, Shenemar, is it says, "V'nasata mehoit chalav," you shall place of your glory upon him. In Bamidbrach of Zion, Pasuk Chof. V'karnei reim karnav, and the horns of reim are his horns. Shor koichoi koshe, the strength of an ox is tough. V'ein karnav nois, but its horns are not so beautiful.
For
shofar, very good. Reim karnav nois, whereas a reim, its horns are beautiful. However, v'ein koichoi koshe, but its strength is not tough. Not suddenly Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua koichesh al shor, the strength of an ox, the yoifi and the beauty karni reim of the reim's horns. Afsei aretz, the ends of the earth, shloishav yechad malachim, the 31 kings who Yeshua defeated in Eretz Canaan. Efshe shekula me'eretz Yisrael, is it possible that they were all from the land of Canaan? How's it shaykh that Canaan was divided into 31 territories, and if you do that, each one was very, very small. So if these are the kings that he defeated, so they would have been very, very weak kings because they had very, very small space to be the king over. So Rashi, the pshat is like this. Elo ein lecha kol melech v'shiltam, you do not have. There wasn't any king or any ruler from the end of the earth. That's afsi yoretz. Shalei kodaloi, which did not acquire for himself, palterin, a residence, v'achuzah, and a plot of land, Beretz Yisrael, and the land of Beretz Yisrael. Shechashuv v'lekulami, because it's important to all of them. Shenema ashtet. Nachlas Tzvi, a possession coveted by the multitude, Tzivos Goyim, of nations, of the multitude of nations. They all want a chelik in it. What's the pshat? They state in the pasuk, meaning there were more than 31 nations in the world. Not every king who bought a residence or a plot of land of Eretz Yisrael was a ruler there. Pshat is what's the pshat? If he had a land in Eretz Kush, so it wasn't enough for him. If he had a land in Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to have be a king, so he bought himself a little shtetl in Eretz Yisrael, and he made himself king over there, so he should have chashivas, because he wanted to have the chashivas. So mainly he bought himself a palterin, a residence, or a chuzah, a plot of land in Eretz Yisrael, and he's like, Ich ben ha-melech in Eretz Yisrael. You have the whole land of Rome to yourself, you have the whole land of Kush, a beautiful big land for yourself, why do you need it? That's his name.
Kush
not. Kush, right?
Kush
not. Put, yeah, whatever plan you had. Shechashuv l'kulami. Teretz's name, Nachlas Tzvi, Tzivas Goyim, a possession that's desired and coveted by the multitude of nations. Everybody wants a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im Rivivais Ephraim, they are the myriads of Ephraim. Oison, Hamanu Gochim, those who have been gored. Haim HaRevavais, these are the myriads. Shahar Yeshua, that Yeshua, Shebab Me'Ephraim, who came from Ephraim, killed. Where is this? They refers to the Afsi Yaretz, the ends of the earth, and the peoples of the Pasuk that it says before.
Who are these 10,000 people from
Ephraim? Hamer, Vavis, Shahar, Yeshua, Shabbat, these are what? Those are the myriads that Yeshua killed. Yeshua, who came from Ephraim, killed. No. Not that he killed from Ephraim. He came from Ephraim. He killed these myriads of these hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of people.
What's
that?
Ephraim gets the 10,000 and
Asher
gets the thousands.
Oh. Let's see Rashi first. Vehim Alfim and Asher, and they are the thousands of Menashe. Haim, who are these are the thousands, Shahar, Gidoin. The Midian, the Gidon, who was from the Shevet Menashe, who was a brother tribe of Ephraim, killed in Midian. That's Mochemes Midian. Shenema, like it says, where is this? This is in Shoftim, Perek Ches Pasuk Yod. What does it say over there? The Midianic kings were Zevach and Salmoina, were at Karkar, and their camps were along with them, about 15,000 men, the Pasuk says. All who were left of the camp are the people of the east. For those who fell were 120,000 swordsmen, the Pasuk says. Says v'zevach v'tzalmuna bekarker v'goyimer zevach zuma bekarker v'kam alof v'nimnushan, many many thousands were counted there. Akolponim, that's what it's saying. Rivvayis Ephraim is that Yeshua Shebom Ephraim killed. Alfei Menashe, that's Gidoin, who came from Menashe, killed in Milchemes Midyan in Shoftim Perek Ches. With that, Rabbi Isai, we get up to Revi in Parshas V'zayis HaBrochah.